we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Shas Spiritual Growth Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with its practices and have been clothed with the new man that is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the one who created it. I have just read from the New English Translation. Stacy realized she wasn't growing spiritually, and this became a great concern for her. She had expected to see more of God's promises manifest in her life, but they weren't. As she sought the Lord for understanding, the Holy Spirit revealed the root of the problem. She was trying to grow in isolation. Stacy was a spiritual lone ranger. She never read spiritual books, listened to sermons, or submitted herself to be discipled by anyone. She attended church, but only as an anonymous member, without engaging in fellowship or accountability. She now understood that just as a newborn baby cannot grow without care and nourishment from others, she too needed the input of mature believers to grow into the fullness of Christ. Every baby has the potential to become an adult, but growth is a process that requires nurture. Similarly, when you became born again, you were born after the nature of Christ, but this nature will only be fully realized through spiritual maturity. Maturity brings us into greater likeness to Christ, both in character and in stature, authority. Just as physical growth requires care and nourishment, spiritual growth requires guidance from those whom God has equipped for this purpose. The Lord has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to build up believers so they can attain the full stature of Christ. Ephesians 4:11-13. It was He who gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, that is, to build up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature person attaining to the measure of Christ's full stature. Go into today knowing that spiritual growth requires intentional submission to godly teaching, fellowship, and discipleship. Make a decision to engage with the body of Christ and grow into the fullness of your calling. Prayer. Lord, help me to grow into the fullness of Christ. Lead me to the right people who will build me up in faith and give me the humility to learn and grow. Amen. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from the book of Jude. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, the book of Jude.
The book of Jude.
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share,
I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that the Lord has once for all entrusted to us, His people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered His people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these He has kept in darkness. bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these people speak abusively against whatever they do not understand. And what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals, these are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These people are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind. Autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in an ungodly way and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, "In the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires." These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord. Before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
The end of the book of Jude.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.